Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
This is state of emergency.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Brian Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Wednesday. We're going to be trying to give you that Friday energy as much as we can today. It's an exhausting day. One of those days where, I'm sorry, if you're watching on YouTube, I can't be held accountable for what I look like today. I don't even know if I'm going to wash my face today. It's just one of those days that we just need to just rest.
Yeah, it's come barreling towards us. I've seen on it, not like that we don't feel well, but I've been seeing on TikTok, I've just been getting so many videos of people being like, everyone in the world like got sick this November, which I was like, damn, I guess people really were getting sick. There's the flu and COVID and 9 million other things that people are getting. But it's just one of those days where I think coming off of a few days off, the weather, it's cold and rainy and gross. And Tuesday we had a full day that kind of got away from us just timing wise, because we were somewhere, not our office, to film our 500th episode, which is on Monday, which is very exciting. 500 fucking episodes is so many episodes. So
much talking.
It's insane that you guys have listened to us for 500 episodes. Thank you for that. I think we're going to have a great episode on Monday. People were asking if like that was our new studio. That would be spectacular, because God, that lighting was superb, but no, that was set up by a wonderful freelance crew so that we could record with a special guest, which we'll talk about on Friday. And it was great. It was just later in the day. We were there for a long time, and we are just popping on Zoom today.
Yeah, I am trying not to talk about the 500th episode too much until it comes, because I have a problem with hyping things up and then letting people down. Like when we hyped up the Katy Perry interview and then everyone was like, oh, that's it. So I'm not going to talk about it much, even though it was really, really cool. And we'll talk about it more on Friday. And then you guys will see the episode on Monday. So yes, the day slipped away from us. It was a very long day of filming. Monday, we also had a very long day as well. So now we're just going to do a quick little Zoom catch up on what's going on. I don't really have much going on personally right now, besides the fact that, like I said, I don't even know if I'm going to wash my face today. I did one of those, you know, when you brush your teeth in the morning. I'm sure everyone is guilty of this, whether they admit it or not. And you just do one of those lazy brushes. Like you're not doing the full 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like today.
Absolutely. But I have a toothbrush that like it's an electric toothbrush, and it goes for the time, you know, you're supposed to brush. I turned it off. I was like, I'm not doing the full.
That was me. You just can't do it. Fuck it. Like I made the effort, but I'm not doing the full two. I don't have that in me right now.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Because these were the pajamas I was wearing and I put them on last night. And I was like, how many nights is it acceptable to wear the same pajamas? like in a row without washing them?
For me, at most, I do is if I'm pushing, it's three, but I'm okay. more of a two. Like if I wear a big t-shirt to bed, which is what I usually wear, and the next day I'm like, fuck it, I don't feel like dirtying another t-shirt, I'll put on the same one as the day before.
Yeah.
If I'm really, really, really lazy, it'll be three, but that's rare because I really like to be clean when I go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like I have to shower before I get into bed.
But think about how clean you are. You know, like I'm always thinking, right. like, I'm not doing anything in these pajamas.
I know. It's more about like, I feel like I sweat in my sleep.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not going to judge. I don't care how many times you sleep in it. You know, how many times you doing like the whole week?
No. I'm probably at most four. I would say maybe I do three. Like, although last night was probably more gross because I hadn't washed them. I've been wearing our Chicks at the Office pajamas like every night. I think they're mm-hmm. great. I actually do sleep in them all the time. And I wore them in Florida like the entire time. Because you know, when you're packing for a trip, you're like, I was really trying to pack lightly. And so I was like, I'm not going to bring a bunch of t-shirts to sleep in. Like, I'm going to bring my pajama set. I'm going to sleep in it. So like, I basically slept in those pajamas every night. And towards the end, I was like, oh, should I just wash these? Like, I'm here. I'll just throw them in the wash in the house. But it was like Sunday morning. I was like, I'm not going to mm-hmm. wash. I don't have anything else to wash. I'm not going to wash them now. I'm just going to pack them in my suitcase. And then last night, when I came home, I was so tired and I still haven't unpacked. And I was just like, I'm putting these pajamas back on. And then I was like, this is kind of gross, but I did it anyway.
That's fine. I think if you're like openly admitting something's gross and you're doing it, I think that's completely okay. And I actually welcome that. Like if you're going to be gross.
Yeah.
There's one thing though about if I'm packing something to wear and I've worn it on a trip, and then I bring it home, I'm not putting it on. Like it is staying in the luggage until everything is washed, unless I didn't wear it.
Yeah.
But that's fine, friend. I think the pajamas are great. And I think that you should wear them as many nights in a row. I think you should keep going. Like I think
it's just see how long you can go.
See how many nights I can wear them. I know nobody cares about dreams, but I had a dream last night that I was taking a science test that I couldn't finish. And the whole class finished before me. And if you finished early, you got to go swim in the ocean because we were taking it right next to the ocean.
Damn.
And that was disappointing. It's been some time since I've taken a science test and it didn't feel good. It does not feel good when you have dreams about school when you're not in school anymore, because all of a sudden you're back to that place, you're scrambling. And yet I woke up and I was like, oh, I'm fucking fine. I'm not in science class. You don't have to feel embarrassed.
You know what's really weird? Is I also had a dream last night about school.
Really?
Yeah. About like taking a test. I have like a,
did we talk about school yesterday?
Not really. I get reoccurring dreams sometimes of like of being sent back to high school, of like fully redoing high school. I don't know. It's so weird. It's like a dream. I don't know if it's like something to do with going back to college, but it's not college. It's high school. And I get so frustrated because honestly, it's like middle school too. It spans across many years, but it's like.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
And in my head, I'm sitting there the whole time being like, I've already done this. Like, why am I here again? And I'm just like stuck back and everyone's like, no, you have to stay. Like, you're not doing anything. You have to go back to school. I'm like, but why? But I'm like, but I already finished all this. Why am I doing it all again? I had that dream last night.
Maybe it's some sort of guilt you feel from your family for not finishing school.
Yeah, I think it is. It's my parents that like make me go back. I'm like, why? Yeah. Why are you sending me back?
And your brother's graduating soon. So maybe that's
business school. So that's right. Multiple more degrees than me.
Yeah. That's okay, Fran. We don't need any degrees, okay? We're about to reach 500 episodes just from talking. Right? All we need is our craft.
Yeah, our beautiful craft. I feel like we should go through a couple housekeeping things before, because we have, 500th episode. And then our live show in New York is a week from today, which is very exciting. Can't wait for that.
I gotta get an outfit for that.
Yeah, we posted on Instagram that Craig and Austin are going to be our guests from Southern Charm, which we're super excited about. Last time they were on the podcast, we had so much fun. We said, you guys should do a live show with us. So it's exactly what we're doing. I think it's going to be a hoot and it'll be very funny. I'm excited. I got a couple questions in my DMs about like attire, if people should do like holiday attire, or what they do. Come in whatever you feel comfortable in. But if you want to get in the holiday spirit, we welcome it. If you want to do an ugly sweater, if you want to do a Christmas sweater, any kind of holiday sweater, we welcome it. If you want to friggin' dress to the nines, go for it.
Do it.
Throw some sparkles in there. That's what I'm doing. So that's where I'm at for that. And bring your signs. I feel like for Boston, we really hammered home to bring signs. So let's make sure New York also crushes it with signs. So if you're listening to this and you're coming to our New York show, make sure you're bringing a sign for our Time of the Signs segment, which is a lot of fun. And if you want to make that holiday themed, do that too. I would love some Chicks in the Office holiday puns. Would be great.
And while we're on the subject, I want to get out in front of this so people are not disappointed when they come to the show and expect Trent to come out. Trent will not be there. And this is not a Trent won't be there and then he pops out as a surprise. Because we were having Trent come out as a surprise, and now we're not. He can't make it. He has another golf priority, which at this point, we're just taking it as Trent hates us. So just a warning, Trent's not going to be there. And once again, this is not a, boom, we're saying Trent's not coming, and then he comes out, unless he's playing a prank on us. We don't know about.
No.
He is not coming.
At this point, like, I actually don't even want to talk about it. And I'm being dead serious. Like, I'm actually upset. I didn't even answer his text message about him saying he can't come because I am. It's just, how many times are we just going to get kicked to the curb? It's like, this is something that I understand there's things that can be moved, but I just feel like this could have been moved maybe one day, but it is what it is. And he won't be there, but we have a phenomenal show planned. It's going to be
really,
super,
really
super great.
Really fun show.
We have a ton of family and friends coming, which is going to be really exciting. And all you beautiful people that got tickets. So thank you so much for that. And we can't wait to see you next week. That's all I got.
Did you guys see Spotify Wraps is up today?
Yes.
Oh,
I love Spotify Wrapped. I love seeing all the people tagging us. Thank you so much.
Oh, I have Spotify, but I don't like, I have Spotify because every year this happens and I'm like, I really need to listen to my music on Spotify. Like, I get so left out that everybody does their Spotify Wrapped. I listen to podcasts on Spotify, but I have every year with music, I'm like, oh, I feel so left out. Now everyone's doing these fun Coachella lineups with their music. And I'm like, damn, I wish I could do that. Because once again, I just can't give up Apple Music. Like, I still go and listen to music on Apple Music. And every year this happens, Spotify puts something cool out. They do the Wrapped, or they do like some kind of graphic that you can make up. This year, it's the fake festival lineup. And I'm like, damn, another goal for 2023, actually listen to my music on Spotify so I can make that happen. Because I don't have it, which is no fun. It's just no fun.
Yeah, you are missing out. I will say I won't be sharing my Spotify Wrapped this year. It's embarrassing.
Did you do the festival thing?
No, I couldn't find, for some reason I couldn't log in and I couldn't do it straight from Spotify. So I was really confused. That one would have been fun. Otherwise,
Put it in your browser and see if you can do it.
Who's your top five artists?
You don't have to do it now.
But. I'm not getting into
it. Come on. I'm not.
Is it rap?
It's all rap. And
why?
It's just, I'm just disappointed in myself because I do listen to other music, but I clearly don't listen to other music enough. And
let me
hear. Was Harry Styles in there or no?
No. And that really upset me. Like, I'm just disappointed in myself. So whatever. But
the Apple replay, which is, it's the same idea, but it's just, you know,
it's not as fun.
People are as fun. Let me see what it says. My top songs. As it was. Yeah. Hilarious. My top 10. Do you listen? My top songs were top 10. As It Was, Harry Styles, That's Where I Am, Maggie Rogers, Music for Sushi Restaurant, Harry Styles, Labyrinth, Taylor Swift, Late Night Talking, Harry Styles, Antihero, Taylor Swift, Maroon, Taylor Swift, Clarity, Vance Joy, Question, Taylor Swift, Midnight Rain, Taylor Swift. Top artists.
Those songs just came out. How are they already like in your top?
Because for months I've just listened to nothing but, I mean, not like it's been like the last month I've listened to nothing but Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift's my top artist. And I also listened to, like, I just listened to Taylor Swift anyway, like her old stuff, all the time. Top artist, Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, Demi Lovato, Maggie Rogers, Beyonce. Just a pop artist queen.
That is a lot of fun. That's a fun
that
one.
Is,
unfortunately, people are not sharing their Apple replay.
Yeah.
No one cares about your Apple.
I know, my Apple replay. It's not as shareable. Oh, my 6 through 10 is kind of funny. Calvin Harris, Billie Eilish, Vance Joy, Jack Harlow, Elton John. Huh.
What is 72?
Midnights is my top album, obviously.
72,488 minutes listened for me. That seems like
that's
a lot.
That's a lot of minutes.
How many minutes is that? Divided by 6, divided by, I mean, how many
days? Are you trying to do days?
Yeah. Or is it even a day?
Yes.
How would I do that? Divided by 60 times 24.
How many minutes did you say it is?
72,488.
72,000. Well, how many minutes are
in a day? 60 times 24. 1440. Oh, so do that divided by 14.
So do that, your number divided by that number.
Damn. It came back as like 50-ish. So is that 50? That's 50.
So that's about 50 days.
Holy shit. Is that real?
I think.
50 days?
I thought it'd be 50 hours.
50 hours.
Oh, 50 hours.
Yeah. I was like, wait,
no, not 50 days. Yes.
I think it's 50 hours.
Still
a lot of listening.
It's over 10 days.
Still 2 days, 2 full days.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. Well, yeah, thank you everybody for sharing.
On my replay. An absolute pop music queen. Yeah, that's, I think I love seeing the Spotify Raptor is always fun. And they just make it a lot more shareable. If I had
love
to say.
Love Spotify.
Yes.
All right, let's get into the topics for today's episode. We're going to be talking about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have reached a settlement for their divorce. Tell Me Lies has been renewed for season 2. Billie Eilish did her Vanity Fair interview that she does every year. And that's really it, guys. Kind of a short episode, but we'll catch you up on the biggest stories that are happening right now. So let's get into it, starting off with Kanye and Kim.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So Kanye and Kim have reached a settlement for their divorce. They have equal custody of the kids, but Kanye West is ordered to pay Kim Kardashian $200,000 in child support every month. reminder, they do have four kids and they do live very extravagant lives. And so this doesn't feel that insane to me. Although if you do the math, it's about 40 something million over the course of 18 years, which is a lot of money, but
it's very expensive to raise those kids. It seems
they have an extravagant life and there's four of them. So
yeah, absolutely. So like you said, they, TMZ posted that they will have equal access to their four children, even though it probably will stay the same as it is, that Kim will still have the kids for the majority of the time. Like Kanye had acknowledged that Kim normally has the kids like 80% of the time, but anytime Kanye is around and wants to see the kids, he can. Like they had just posted that Kanye picked up North from school and took her to the mall or something like that. Kanye will pick him $200K a month. And TMZ wrote, our sources say Kanye's not footing the full bill for child support. That's just his share. So I don't know if they're going 50-50 on that, like that it's 400,000 total that they evaluate that they need for that. They pay like 400,000 a month for the children, which is insane. Or if it's, or if Kanye shares 200,000 and Kim's is even more, not sure on that, but that's the number Kanye will be contributing. And in addition, he's responsible for 50% of their educational expenses, which is including tuition, and also responsible for 50% of the children's security expenses. That makes sense. And if it says, if there's ever a dispute regarding the children, that they agree they will participate in mediation. If one of them fails to participate, the other gets to make the decision in a dispute by default, which sounds like probably would work in Kim's favor. And as for property, the division of assets is in accordance with their prenup. And according to the prenup, both Kim and Kanye waive spousal support. So they don't have to be, you know, sending either of them money, which makes sense. I believe Kanye had bought that house that was like right across the street or next door or something. Kim got that in the divorce settlement. So he's not going to have that house, but all the other, his other property, he's basically keeping. And, you know, Kim's keeping their big home and some of the other spots that she has. I believe the house next door, that was like right when they, I feel like that was like when they split and everyone was like, ooh, that's kind of sketch. But she now has taken ownership for that house. The home borders Kim's lot. So TMZ wrote that they think she'll just likely tear it down and just add to all the acreage that they have. Kanye will keep his $60 million home on the beach in Malibu, two ranches in Wyoming, 300 acres in Calabasas, a home in Belgium. Home in Belgium. That's fun, I guess. And his childhood home, which he bought in Chicago. And then Kim will retain property that she owns in Idaho. And of course, her $60 million Hidden Hills estate that the family lives in. It took them a while to get to this point. We know that they've been going through divorce proceedings for quite some time, but it's got to be a big relief for Kim that this is all settled and in writing and signed and done.
I am sure it is such a huge relief for her, especially everything going on with Kanye right now. She probably doesn't want to keep going back and forth. I'm actually shocked that it got done at this moment, considering everything that's happening. I feel like it would have been pushed off even more, but this seems like it's probably a good thing for Kim. Finalize it. And as long as Kanye just abides by what they have written down in contract, then they'll be good. I'm sure there will be some sort of fight or dispute in the future about whether Kanye wants to keep paying for things or his kids and where they're going to school, because that seems like the cycle that happens over and over and over again with him. But, you know, now that it's in writing, he's going to have to file things or he's going to get in trouble. So that's probably great for Kim, that now she has kind of the law on her side, where if something happens and he doesn't want to do it, she's just got to break out those settlements and go, listen, you're going to get in trouble if you don't do this.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's big too, like I said, that if there are disputes about the children, it goes to mediation. And if if he doesn't show up or participate, that just excludes him and the decision goes to Kim. You know, I believe Kim hired Laura Wasser, who is, you know, the celeb divorce attorney. She handles all the big celeb divorces. Like she's the one you want. Did you see Kim's posts from there? Like she wrote things at home that make me happy and like different pictures from inside the house. That house, I would love, it's like a museum to me. Like I just, every picture I see of like a room, I'm like, how, this doesn't look livable. I obviously they live there, but it just has no homey feel whatsoever. It's her style, clearly, and they like it like that. But it just, like, you know when you get out of bed and you're kind of still asleep, or you're getting into bed, you're kind of still asleep, and you take the corner of around the bed too close and you bang your knee, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, it hurts so bad. Her bed or somebody's bed looks like it's on this giant stone slab. And that was just my first thought. I was just like, God, you bang your shin on that thing. And that is no joke. You're living in a marble room. It looks like a marble slab that the bed is just sitting on.
I saw people were comparing her home to a psych ward, which seems pretty, I mean, accurate considering the pictures. Like it just, it's very dull. Like I wouldn't want to live. I would like the size of the house, right? Like everybody's dream is to have a big mansion like that. But
maybe the house is so big. The house is so big that it has to be like this or else there would just be too much stuff.
Right, but I don't want to feel like cold and dark in my own home. Like I feel like I would just get really down and there's no color and there's no homey vibe. It doesn't even seem like, right. Like there's, like you said, no knickknacks, no little things hanging around. Like, oh, we've had this for so long and now it's in our home. You know, just no comfy heated comforters or I don't even know heated comforters, heated blankets or just blankets that have been around for so long. That's like, from a team that you like, just on the couch. Like there's just none of that. You got none of that going on there.
I know, clearly. I mean, look, she wrote in her caption, things at home that make me happy. So obviously she likes it, but it's like, where are the framed photos? Is there a specific room for all of them? There probably is. The finale of Kardashians, she talked about like saving all these things that I guess she keeps in the basement. I don't know, that she like wants the kids to have, that Kanye like gets rid of or he just doesn't think to keep it, but she thinks to keep it because she knows like one day the kids will want it, whether it's Grammys or like all these other things. Like Kim North wore a jacket that was Kanye's jacket when they were in Paris, but Kanye didn't even have it anymore. It was like somehow it ended up on sale online and Kim bought it so that, you know, down the line the kids could have it. She was like, it's nice. I'm like, well, that's a nice sentiment. Where are all those items? Where are all those things kept in this house? In the dungeon?
There's
this house
so
seems
many
like it
rooms.
Has a dungeon.
There's so many rooms. I'm sure there's a dungeon. But she has showed, you know, the kids' playroom before, which is very colorful and everything's so organized in a colorful way. So I'm sure there are some places that are homey in there. Like that's the kind of house, if I'm North's friend, like I want to have a sleepover at that house. Because I only want to go there. I don't want to live there, but I do want to visit there. And so I kind of would be like, oh, wow, like there's so much freedom, so much room for activities in this house. I'm sure they have the coolest toys. Like you can really run around. And as a kid, you're probably like, whoa, this is so cool. But then as an adult, you're like, this is not homey.
Yeah. And they have all that outside space. But then I'm also like, what's their snack pantry look like? Because that was my biggest thing when I was going to a friend's sleepover.
She's shown it. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, hers is good. I couldn't remember if she has like good snacks.
Kim's, I remember being awesome. Her pantry and her kid and her playroom was awesome. Because Kim loves, or she says like she loves candy and snacks.
It's Courtney's
and stuff.
House. It's Courtney's house. I'm not going to a sleepover for.
Oh yeah. If Penelope was like, you want to go to my house for a sleepover? I'd be like, I think we could do it at North's house.
Yeah. She's got all the good snacks.
Or
all
like
your shit is vegan.
Are we sleeping at your mom or your dad's?
All your shit is vegan. But Yeah. Anyway, the divorce is settled.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Tell Me Lies has officially been renewed for season 2. Thank God. I shit on this show for the majority of it, but I was going to be upset if there wasn't a season 2. And now I've grown attachment to Jackson White and Grace Van Patten. I've grown attachment to them as a couple. Yep. And yet this happened with Madeline and Chase, and we got attached to them and they broke up and whatever. Okay. But now we're attached to them as a couple. We want to see more of them on screen, and we need a follow-up to the first season, because there's so many unanswered questions. We were left on a cliffhanger. They could have ended it, but they also could have kept going, which I'm really happy that they're going to keep going, because I think it's going to get even fucking crazier. And since there's no second book, they're really just going to go off script now. Like, they could really do whatever the fuck they want with this show. And I'm excited to see where this thing goes, because my God, they were pulling things out of their ass left and right. But like, make it a little bit quick, you know, make every episode filled with a lot. All right. Give it to us all.
That's I disagree. You need a couple slower episodes. You can't have every single one be like bang, bang, pow. That just doesn't, it's not a good formula for a show. You need like a couple setup episodes, which is going to happen.
Release it all at once.
That's not
my other suggestion. Release it all at once.
I'm excited for this as well, because I feel like we've been disappointed recently when it comes to shows being renewed. Like, there's just been a lot of cancellations that have been really disappointing. And for this to not fall in that category felt like a win. So I'm excited for that. And I think the cast is excited. The team's excited. It makes a lot of sense why they would do another season. If it ended without one, that cliffhanger would have definitely pissed off everybody who spent the time to watch. So I'm glad it's going to get a second season. That does make sense. What was I going to say before that? Oh, you mentioned Madeline and Chase. I heard Madeline is phenomenal in Glass Onion. Did you see it, Noah?
No, I wanted to the other day.
Oh, you missed the opportunity. Now you got to wait.
Is it over now? I think it's this whole week, isn't it?
I thought it was just last week.
Oh, I thought it was this week, but yeah, I don't know. It kind of sucks now because it's not till the end of December.
I thought it was just last week, and now you have to wait till Netflix in December.
Yeah, it was done on Tuesday because I wanted to go see it on either tonight or tomorrow, but I think it's done now, which is really disappointing because you have to wait until December 23rd now to watch it. If you didn't go
Why do they do that?
Week.
It's a very weird, everybody criticized the release scenario. Like, everyone was like, this is the weirdest release ever to be in theaters for a week and then on Netflix.
I heard it was really good though. Robbie Fox was saying that he thinks that they might extend it, but I have not heard any of that. And now since the day has passed, I don't know if that's happening, but I heard it was really, really good. I'm really excited.
Robbie said that Madeline was awesome.
Yeah, I'm so happy for Madeline. She seems to be doing so great. She's going to be a superstar. She already is, but now after this movie, I feel like she's going to be even more of a superstar. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen with Jackson and Grace.
Yeah, yeah.
One of them can become a superstar.
You're right. You're right. But look,
we can't get too attached too soon.
I know, but we're also in the early stages where it's like, maybe if they get to like season 3, season 4, things get iffy for them if the show were to go that far. But they seem so infatuated with each other right now that you really can't do anything but support it. I think they're probably absolutely pumped that they all get to work together again. And it's just like, not that you need forced time with the person you're dating, but it certainly helps when I feel like you're an actor and you maybe have to travel for your show or movie or whatever, and your significant other also has to travel for their show or their movie, when they can just spend all the time together filming season two, getting all right. sexy and steamy.
And if they like the cast, which it seems like they do,
yeah.
then they're all excited. They get to spend even more time together. I'd be pumped. But oh my yeah. God, guys, we're getting the band back together.
I would like, my request for season two is more Evan and Bree. What yes. was her name? Bree,
Evan
right?
and Bree, but Evan cheated on Bree with Lucy.
I know. I want more of that storyline. Like, I want to know like what went down.
Yeah, right. Did the friends find out yeah. what happened?
Did anyone find home? Out who was told? Did they even know? Does Evan know? Did he propose without knowing? I think he's got to know. But
what do you mean? Did he propose without knowing?
I mean. Bree, did she accept?
Yes.
Without
yes.
knowing.
I think she knows. I just want to know, how did Steven end up with her best friend from home? How did yeah, he get yeah. there? I think yeah. he found out. I think he found out about Evan and was like, I am going to make sure that I now get her back.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go marry her best friend.
I feel like there's so many more storylines that they could fit in between the first year that we saw up to the engagement party, because it's like a pretty decent amount of time. No,
I think it's like 8 years.
Yeah. So, so many different like pairings could have happened in those 8 years.
So many different seasons they can do.
Yeah, exactly. So we're very excited for that. Hulu made the right decision.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Billie Eilish went back for her Vanity Fair interview, the one that she does every year on the same day. She's been doing it since she was 15, 16. And I love watching this. I get excited for it every year. And every year I'm like... It gets to be like closer to the end of the year. And I'm like, huh, I wonder if Billie's going to do that again. Because in my mind, eventually she's going to stop. But maybe she's just going to do it forever, which would be amazing. And she just do it every single year. But you get to see her look back and reminisce and watch the old clips. And every year I'm like, oh, she does seem really happy. I hope that that's true. And I do think it is currently she seems very happy. A lot of that definitely has to do with, I think she's working on new music. Her tour went so well, like she said in the video, I don't think she had to miss one stop, which is so impressive. And she's very happy in this new relationship, like extremely. She was overly excited about it, talking about it.
Well, she was talking about, she was like, not only does this guy who I think is the hottest guy ever, like, know who I am, but now I've yeah. pulled him. And so people
like, I pulled his ass. Pulled his ass.
I don't know how to feel anymore about this. I really don't. I have no idea how to feel about it. I just don't. Like, if Billie Eilish is happy, then she's happy. What are we going to do? Right.
Exactly. Like, she talked about, they asked her a question, like, what's one bit of like constructive criticism for your fans. And she said to just trust her more, or like just to, I don't know if it was constructive criticism or like just one, like something to tell your fans. And she was like, just trust me. And I don't know if that was about music or her relationship or whatever, because I feel like that's kind of the biggest thing she's gotten criticism for in the last couple of months. So her being like, just trust me, like, I know what I'm doing. I was like, okay, I guess I have to listen to
one of those things
me.
Where you just go, you know what? She's happy right now. She's happy. If it's not meant to be, she'll figure it out in life. It'll be a lesson learned. And then if it is meant to be, great for her. You know, I get very confused with these things. I really do.
I know.
Because you hear
she's talking about him. She's so happy.
Yeah. And you hear so many different opinions, right? Because there's the argument where it's like, how can a guy date a woman who's so much younger than him? But then you're like, you know, not everyone's saying that about women who date a lot of guys younger than them, right? Like it's a very confusing argument and maybe a case by case situation, right?
It really
I'm
does.
Sure,
seem like
there
it.
Are times where the guy's taking over. Not meaning to. Who knows? Like, taking advantage of the person who's younger. Maybe he doesn't even realize it, and she doesn't realize it. But with the power dynamic and the age, everyone else realizes it. Or there's people who really do connect on a different level, regardless of the age. So it's I'm so confused all the time when it comes to these things, because
I know,
you just want Billie Eilish to be happy. And if she's happy, then she's happy. What are we supposed to do about it? But also everyone wants to protect her. So it just goes in all different directions.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like a lot of times you just hear the negative about it. You just like hear about people who get older and look back and think, I probably shouldn't have done that. And then you also just, you know, you think about yourself, you're like, oh, well, that's just something I can't really relate to because I would have never been comfortable doing that. But everybody's different. And like you said, I really do think a lot of times it is a case by case basis. Like sometimes it just screams inappropriate. And sometimes it's like, I can't really tell. It seems like it's okay, but I always lean more towards like, I don't like it. That's just my opinion on it. But like she said, she could not be more thrilled. She's like, he's the hottest motherfucker on this planet. So she's clearly very happy. And they showed the clip of her talking about relationships last year when she was like, oh, I'm in a relationship. Like, it's good. And then this year she was like, oh, I was so happy. I'm like happy I had that relationship. But also like, I think he's a lot happier now. It's over. I think we're both in better places. So learning experiences, you never know where she'll be in 2023. She could look back at this relationship and be like, that was a mistake. So yeah. Who knows? Because she seemed happy in the relationship she was in last year.
Right.
She wasn't really like screaming from the rooftops. It felt like she's a little bit more animated about this one. But
it's almost like having, like when you're younger, right? And you have a crush on an older, when we were younger, we had a crush on like an older celebrity.
Totally.
And then of course your younger self, and then you get older, you'd be happy that you got them, right?
Right.
But it's just
right. If I was 20 and I don't know what my age difference between me and how old is Chris Evans?
He's 40 something, I think.
I mean, his girlfriend is younger than I am right now, so he definitely would be a candidate if I was famous at 20. He's 41. So he's what, 13 years older than I am? If I was 20 and he was like 33 and he was like showing interest, I'd be like, holy fuck. Okay. And
right,
maybe
right.
later been like, this is a bad idea.
You'd be pumped up and then maybe you would get to know the person and then who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I know. It's hard to talk about. It is. Cause like you said, and her being like, trust me, I don't know. It's hard to talk about. She is wise beyond her years. I feel like she's been in this, doing this since she was really young. She's always shown a lot of maturity. So I guess, like she said, you have to trust her, but it's the other side. It's like, I trust her. I don't trust him.
Yeah. And I don't for some reason trust him, and I don't really know anything about him, but
I know, I know me neither, but I felt like kind of his past relationship, I feel like it's ended poorly, didn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think he was cheating on her, and they were together for like almost 6 years.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Yeah. Like I keep saying, I don't know, but I feel like that's kind of the vibe.
I feel like
that
a protective aunt. Like, I feel like a protective aunt where I'm like looking at this guy. I'm like, I'm watching you.
Right. Like if she's happy, I'm happy, but still I'm not going to fully trust you yet.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
We'll see how you treat her ongoing. Yeah. Not just truly, the beginning stages.
I know. I truly hope she does this Vanity Fair interview forever. I wish more celebrities did it. I think it's so cool. Like, I wish they expanded it to do it with more people. When like people really pop off, they have like their first really big year and then they keep doing it. I just think it would be so cool to see from other people. It's very cool to see for Billie Eilish. So I just hope she continues to do it.
All right. That wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. Make sure you are subscribing on YouTube. Make sure you guys are listening to the episode on Friday. We'll be talking about our 500th episode. We love you guys. Thank you for all the Spotify rap. We love seeing you guys tag us in that. It really means a lot. And we will talk to you on Friday. So golden.